Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the WEEI studios, the home of the Red Sox, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
This is the Lumineers, Curtis, headlining Boston Calling tonight. Razor, Andrew Raycroft, big Lumineers fan. He's going to the show tonight, he was telling me. Things that surprise you. I don't know.
He's giddy about the Panthers run.
He is giddy about the Panthers, which makes the Bruins look better.
Razor and the Lumineers in the same sentence.
I know. It would surprise me, too.
But Ken just did, and he's the boss.
I did. I'm calling him out. Calling him out. Get it?
I love Boston. What a weather weekend for it.
Oh, perfect.
I saw all the rage on social media.
You said nobody's in town. People are in town for that still.
Well, Emerson Lazio was amazed by the existence of a Dunkin' truck inside Boston Calling. Very Boston.
Not a truck. It was like a double-decker Dunk's location or something like that.
Okay, I was just trying to, you know.
Trying to be precise about this.
I got my ear to the grindstone.
You do. By the way, it's so funny you're upset about this last Patriots slap on the wrist. Didn't Tom Brady do the same thing with his clandestine park workouts where they were fined during his Bucks days?
What don't you understand? Are you this dense? Honestly.
It's the same thing. He was working out in like Jeter's backyard.
Okay. Joe Judge is
closed parks during COVID.
Very odd way to try and get Brady into this. When Brady was here, the team won. Now they don't. Follow the freaking logic, you idiot.
Yes, you idiot. Brady won doing this, skirting the rules during COVID.
So you want to go on a rule-by-rule thing with Bill Belichick?
So maybe there's some merit to what they're doing here, trying to get an extra 10 minutes out of the
10-minute discussion with Joe Judge will help the team. Explain how.
I think it will. Three-time champion, as
so
I said.
So Tom Brady throwing the greatest passer in NFL history, throwing to people, versus the biggest moron in the NFL talking to players.
What do you think you think there's some importance in installing an offense this year? And
Joe Judge wasn't installing the offense.
Installing special teams.
He's not the coordinator. What's the
you
new
don't know
gentleman?
What he
I'm sorry.
Is.
We have a guy that's training with us.
Brian,
very nice guy. He had a good question
the
during
Italian
the break.
Stallion, you called him.
I love Brian. He's a smart guy, very polite.
Maybe those guys got to study the rule book. Yeah.
Yep, that was the Ravens, and that led to Spygate, one of the most important.
You had no problems with those.
I'm sorry, led to Deflategate. I get the Gates.
Love Deflategate. What are you calling this one?
Okay. Judge Gate. If you want to compare Judge to Brady, we can do it for 4 hours.
Judgment Gate.
I would say that would be a losing argument. No, I already forgot. Brian?
Who's the idiot?
Brian.
Yes, Brian.
Okay. So Brian said during the break, well, isn't this like the offense last year? Maybe Judge is the special teams coordinator without a title. And here's the issue. You could have him be the special teams coordinator without a title and fire Cam Accord. So you wouldn't have to. So you're paying. If they really are doing Joe, if Joe Judge is really the special teams coordinator, then you believe that Bill Belichick is willingly paying Cam Accord, whatever the hell he makes, for bleeps and giggles.
But can I give you a real answer for this? Judge is going to move on next year, right? He's going to be stopping paid by the Giants.
Right.
He'll get another job in the NFL somewhere.
Right. He's hurting this organization.
So there's no point. You can't make him the special teams coach this year. He's gone. You keep Accord and try to pick him up and help him out by keeping Judge around because he actually knew what he was doing in that role. They won three titles doing it. So he's got something going on, but that's fine. You want to jump on that. Quick aside.
But he's not. But he's a net negative. He doesn't. He's hurting the organization.
Okay, fine. They lost the voluntary session. They're doomed.
They lost their quarterback.
They're in trouble now. They're tanking.
Ken, did they lose their quarterback last year?
They lost Mac Jones
during the season. Was he himself?
He got hurt once.
Ken, don't be
limped horribly off the field.
Ken, can we have an honest conversation? Because if you're going to do the fake argument,
you are on Mac Island. You love Mac Jones.
Last season,
they didn't lose Mac Jones.
Did Joe Judge lose the quarterback room?
I don't know. I wasn't in there. I don't know how they felt about Judge.
We don't know anything.
They lost Patricia. They fired him.
Ken, Joe Judge, you said here on this show that Judge was in Indianapolis ripping Mac Jones at the combine.
Yeah.
Okay. So he lost the quarterbacks. The quarterbacks hate him.
I would think so. It'd be a guess.
So then why is he still employed? In what way does he help the organization?
Again, shield for Belichick, does his bidding.
He's not a shield for Belichick.
Tough guy for him and special teams coach. I give you an answer and you don't want to hear it.
But he's not adding. Nobody likes him. He's hurting the roster.
He's in a different role than last year.
And it's going even worse.
Okay, yes, they're doomed.
Nobody said the Patriots are doomed. I just don't understand why anybody with a sentient, you know, human could not see that this is occurring. His existence is negative for the organization.
Well, some Celtics calls on the board, which we'll take here in a second as well. But quick aside while we're on football, DeAndre Hopkins. Anything here, any interest level here, which a team that is, according to Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, the Arizona Cardinals are indeed tanking. This is a sign of it. They could have waited a week and saved like $11 million in a cap hit. Instead, they're taking it all up front. They release him outright. They legitimately are tanking the season, but he's available.
Right.
And if he's more of a name maybe than a player at this point, but still, if the Patriots are in and bring him in, does that salvage the offseason?
If I'm Robert Kraft, I say figure it out, pay him what it'll get, because you're going to have to pay at or higher than the next most team, right, Ken? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if the quarterbacks are equal, if Mahomes is offering, you know, if the Chiefs are offering $6 million, you better offer $8 million.
And didn't Hopkins already, like, sneer at the Patriots?
Right. Well, there's the Bill O'Brien situation. Yeah. But some odds books are saying that the Patriots are one of the top four or five teams for him.
They'd have to swoop in like they did for Hunter Henry.
If I am Robert Kraft, I say Bill Belichick, give him $10 million fully guaranteed 1 year.
1 year pop.
Right.
Just to try to boost up Mac and the new coordinator.
It's to legitimize the outfit. It's to say players still want to come here. This is good for what they're looking for, which is a little buzz. With all due respect to people like Dave who thinks that this is good for us to talk about, this is not something the Patriots want to be discussed. So gets everybody off of the situation with the Bill Belichick, and it brings the opportunity to have a guy that will enhance the offense. And if it's a 1 year fully guaranteed deal, DeAndre Hopkins needs another big kick at the can. So,
but he's 31. Would he take that?
You think he's going to get multi-year, $20 million guaranteed?
I would think he'll get more than 1 year, $10 million. He was making, his last deal was like $30 million a year or something crazy, wasn't it?
Right. I mean, but he's been released.
But he's got 10 teams reportedly interested in him.
Nobody wanted to trade him for whatever he was making, Ken. That's the point.
I know. So, okay. Maybe Odell Beckham signed a 1 year, $15 million deal. So let's say it's that. One for 15. Would
go
you go
for
that
it.
High?
They have plenty of cap room. And it's just one year.
It is a weird move for a team that we would both agree. I know you would. They're not a real legitimate contender for a Super Bowl this year.
Right. They're not very good.
Okay. So does it make sense to sign Hopkins for a year for $15
million? It
helps
with multiple things. One, after going big defense in the draft, it shows that you're prioritizing a wide receiver. Maybe help smooth over any frayed feelings with Mac. And it makes the Patriots appear to be a destination for top players still.
It's cosmetic.
Right. That's what you have to do when you're in the position the Patriots are in, when you're the fourth most talented team in your own division. You need to do things like this, which is sort of Jetsian, but here's the other thing. Let's say Hopkins has a good year, Ken, mm-hmm. and he signs elsewhere. Then you get the third round compensatory pick. You know, so it's really win-win. What's the downside?
617-779-7937. So there's a little football talk for you. But it is game six Saturday here on the 27th of May. Celtics still playing, getting us through some Red Sox four-game skid. They did win last night, so let's see if they can extend the season a few more days before we're knee-deep in Red Sox talk. But I do have some thoughts on your Chaim Bloom question.
Oh, love it.
Later this hour, and the Eovaldi stuff. But back to the Celtics on the call screen, and let's go to Fred in the car. Hi, Fred.
Oh, hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Love you guys' show. Just a quick praise for Curtis, and then I'll talk about the Celtics. Curtis, what year did you start at EEI?
2013, 10 years ago.
That's what I was kind of thinking. It's been about 10 years. I was a big Dennis Callahan, John and Jerry. And when that changed, I kind of hung in there. I was hoping to see where you'd go, and I really appreciate everything you've done with your life and the great way your career has been going on WEI. So keep it up. I really appreciate listening to you.
Thank you.
But enough of that. Yeah, no problem. Celtics, I really think, like a lot of people, we love Tatum. If it comes down to the end of the game, I think a lot of Celtics fans think it's going to be tough to think Butler will win it. I get nervous with Tatum turning it over late. So I think it's all about the role players. If we get White, Williams, Horford hitting their threes, whatever, and we're up, you know, 8-6 with 2 minutes left, I think we got a chance. My question is, do you think if we're down 5 with 2 minutes left and Tatum and Brown got to take over, do you think they could do it? I'm hoping they can, but I'm a little pessimistic for some reason.
Well, that's two different questions. Thanks, Fred. First of all, he's talking about the role players, which is right up my alley.
You love
the
Brogdon.
The role players defining the series. I'm worried about Brogdon. God, his arm is shot.
Did Kyle Lowry, like, eat someone? What happened to him?
Don't fat shame the guy. Come on.
I'm not God's gift to anything. It just, he appears big and slow.
He does. Lethargic. He looked terrible. He looked awful. He's been a negative in the series.
But
how about that new guy they put in? Highsmith or whatever his name is, from some school.
Haywood Highsmith from Division II.
Couldn't you see him playing 20 minutes tonight and being a factor in this game?
If this game comes down to a D2 guy, I think everybody's screwed.
I've always said undrafted guys, I prefer them over.
What was the second question that Fred asked?
So he's talking about it's the end of the game and they need Tatum and Brown to deliver.
So here's what I would say. I'm not as concerned about that. If you're going to say I get Tatum or Butler and I get to pick one for the final shot, I'm still picking Butler. Even though that might not be statistically accurate.
What's weird with him, because he's not a three-point shooter. So it's Butler, I guess, in like one-on-one ISO or, you know, a mid-range jumper. But Tatum shoots way more threes. And Butler doesn't shoot threes at all.
Yeah, and
totally different games.
But the game four sort of awakening, renaissance, where the Celtics were down 9 in the first quarter.
They were down 9 in the third, and I thought they were done.
And then they were down, they got it back, and they were down 9 again in the third. And then the Heat, then the Celtics got a big lead, and the Heat cut it to 5 in the fourth. Good timeout by Mazzulla there.
Yep, you were praising him on the text, the chat.
I thought they were cooked. I really did. Because they had already quit in game 3. They're on the road. You'd rather lose the series in Miami than be on your home court and get booed off the court. I thought that that was the opportunity for them to be dead. So I don't know.
Jimmy Butler is so weird.
He is such a...
He looks so bad these last two
games.
What's
a comp for him, honestly? Like, because he's not Robert Horry. Robert Horry was nowhere near as talented. He's the guy that won all the time. I'm trying to think of, you know, Pippen, not really. Who is Jimmy Butler's...
He rises and falls. Like, he just disappears. He's a role player at times. Then sometimes he takes over the game.
Producer Show is saying he's like Carmelo Anthony.
I think he's
better than Anthony.
Carmelo Anthony's defined by not being clutch.
Well, I guess he hasn't won yet. Butler took 10 shots in game 5, 14 points. Game 4, he was 9 of 21.
So here's
he looks lost at
the
times.
Difference with Butler
or disinterested.
Is that if when Tatum does that, it's a national story.
Yeah.
Literally, ESPN, when Tatum, I think it was 14 in game 3 that he had, that was a two-day national story. That
hadn't scored in the
Tatum
fourth quarter.
Tatum is not elite, whatever, you know, like back to the Joe Flacco days. But Butler does that, and it's... Nobody discusses it. It's a very, I mean, I guess maybe it's the market he plays in too, Ken. I don't know. Where the fan base isn't as critical of him as the Celtics fans are of Tatum. I don't know. It's a very odd.
That is. Do you think that's a 50-50 poll question? Who do you trust more, Tatum or Butler?
I think right now it would go Tatum.
It would go Tatum because he's playing well lately.
But same people voted that they wanted them to lose and put out the misery in game 4.
Let's go to Brendan in Springfield. Hi, Brendan.
Hey, guys. Hey, before, Game 4, do you think Mazzulla actually got a talking to by Stevens on timeouts? Because it seems like 4 and 5, finally he's calling timeouts to stop these runs, stop the bleeding. And I don't know. It just seems like something changed in his philosophy.
Well, maybe because, I mean, he said he lost the room. I mean, he was very critical of himself after game 3.
No, he just, he put it all, which is interesting.
I didn't get them ready to play, I guess is what he said.
Maybe that's what worked.
Yeah.
Honestly, that the players were done. They just want him to be the sacrificial lamb.
And he was more humble pie, which good for him. Well, he needed to be.
The evolution of this playoffs from in-between games, what was it, 1-2 or 2-3 with the Sixers where he wanted the credit? I mean, what a weird – then you had Marcus Smart saying that the criticism was well-deserved.
So would you bring him back?
I wouldn't.
You would not?
No, because I think they can get a better coach, but I think if they win tonight, he'll be back.
I just didn't have him ready to play.
There you go. Didn't have him ready to play. I mean, that's one of the best.
Oh, that's a good one. 508, Butler is a lesser Kawhi. Maybe. Kawhi Leonard, yep. Also a guy that flies under the radar, maybe because of Toronto, maybe because of the Clippers.
I like that.
Good one.
All right, Kenny Curtis, here's Joe Braverman with the news and the latest. I think they have a shoot-around this morning, right? So we might get some info on some health stuff coming out closer to noon. We'll find out.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're right back to it. Ken and Curtis. WEEI. WEEI.
And our ability to come together, figure things out. You know, when it's not necessarily looking good for us, it's unlike any team I've been on this year and last year. You know, just the core group of guys of, you know, being able to respond. And I think that's just a test to our togetherness. You know, obviously how bad we want it. And we got room for the determined, tough guys that, you know, push come to shove, you know, you look to the left and the right and you believe that, you know, the guy next to you is going to do whatever it takes and go down fighting if it don't work out.
Tatum still has more to give per Curtis. Not impressed by the Game 7 Sixers performance. Not enough. Anyway, that you think that's a lasting moment for him. He's got to deliver tonight.
If they lost Game 4, literally nobody's talking about that ever again.
How about now? Now that they've showed some mettle and they've come back and they've won two, and Tatum was pretty good the other night.
I mean, but you said it was a standalone performance that would exist no matter what, and I said you were wrong.
I agree. 21 points, 8 rebounds, 11 assists in Game 5. He was almost triple-double. Very good.
I call it a Clifton-like performance.
Pretty good. Not great from three, but he had enough help there. Derek White was unbelievable. Marcus Smart was really good in that game.
In a way, what has irked us the most about Tatum may be what carries them to this historic comeback, which is he seems very just flatlined. And so of all the different ways in which...
Slow heartbeat.
Right. I mean, I guess that's kind of thrown into the trash when you think about the up and down Red Sox of 04, but it takes all different kinds.
I get paid a lot of money.
That's true. He does.
Yep, so does Ken.
And he is the alpha now. clean up the text line here, 37937. 603 texter, when did Curtis turn into Dale Arnold? Great question. I've been asking that for a long time.
I get confused often.
617 texter, Hopkins' best years were with Bill O'Brien. That's often brought up. We were talking about DeAndre Hopkins earlier. However, they were combustible, but maybe Hopkins would say, hey, he was good for me.
What was the quote in on the I Am Athlete pod where he eviscerated Bill O'Brien, DeAndre Hopkins?
I know, but things changed. Weird things happened in the NFL.
Do you think Bill wants to spend $10 million on DeAndre Hopkins?
Oh, no, God.
So then
you just saw the odds. What were the Patriots' odds to get Hopkins or what?
Wow, it's like Lombardi's listening to us. The favorite, the Bills, plus 300. The Chiefs at plus 400. The Ravens at plus 650. The Jets at plus 700. And then your Patriots, fifth best odds at plus 850.
The Jets would be so good. He has to go to the Jets. That would be unbelievable.
That is a match made in heaven. By the way, just you alluded to Rodgers earlier briefly that he's injured already. I love the fact that Aaron Rodgers is with the Jets because he's going to screw them and pork them so bad.
The Jets or the Patriots?
Both, actually. He's going to beat the Patriots in the regular season, and he's going to do something where he hurts the team. He is a raging, legitimate narcissist. I mean, the fact that Shine brought this up. It's not the first anybody's mentioned this, but he forces his way out of Green Bay because he believes that the organization, remember famously, they never used a first round pick on a wide receiver when he was there. He didn't like the weapons he has. And then he brings everybody from Green Bay to the Jets. It'd be like Brady leaving the Patriots and demanding the Bucks hire Bill Belichick.
Jets are that desperate.
I saw PFF does all these rankings, of course, every day of the offseason. But one this week from Sam Monson, who's one of their main guys. He had Rodgers fifth quarterback in the league. Do you have him that high?
For me, it's Mahomes number one, mm-hmm. and then there is a chasm between Mahomes, and then I would probably go Burrow.
Burrow and Allen.
Allen.
From Herbert, there, it's, from there it goes all over the place.
I would probably go Herbert four, just as a pure passer. I would not put Rodgers five.
A lot of people have Herbert and Lawrence high. I don't.
I'd put Lamar ahead of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts?
Ahead of Aaron Rodgers.
Dak? My guy Dak?
No.
Tua?
No.
And then it's into Mediocreville.
Yeah, so I'd have Aaron Rodgers maybe eighth.
Yeah.
The quarterbacks around the NFL are not great. I mean, they're great, and they're pretty good in this division.
The big three are really good.
But don't you agree that Mahomes, it's his league? I mean,
yes.
And we alluded to it briefly. You had mentioned it earlier in the show. The comments he had, and it's in we have him in GHS Daily, I believe, Joe. Mahomes was, because of OTAs. He was meeting the media, and there had been a lot of speculation this offseason that Mahomes was due to get a new deal, to get paid as the best player in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And let me know when you have it. But I love how he and Brady were, you know, close or, you know, whatever, rivals. But he seemed to just bask in understanding Tom in the way that Tom basked in understanding Montana and Young. And he was one of the few guys in all of sports right now where I feel that legitimately the only thing he cares about is his winning championships and getting team accomplishments.
Can I give Mac a little praise here? Other than showing up at a Taylor Swift pick, quiet, haven't heard from him, dramaless, that's good. You don't want him saying anything right now. It would not benefit Mac to say a word.
Well, I agree, but he could also say good things.
Yeah, okay, but the OTAs haven't really started. Do you have the?
Yeah, I mean, I always keep me, my agent, and the team always keep open communication. And we try to do whatever is the best for the team, but obviously I want to do the best for myself as well. But at the same time, I've always said I worry about legacy and winning rings more than making money at this moment. I know we keep communication. We see what's going on around the league. But at the same time, I'll never do anything that's going to hurt us from keeping the great players around me. So it's kind of teetering around that line.
Yeah. He's being paid well. He made $40 million last year. Nobody's holding a bake sale for him. But if Mahomes wanted to,
he could demand every single dollar.
I mean, he could literally, I mean, within reason, demand double that. And, you know, maybe it's the fact that he grew up the son of an athlete. Maybe it's the fact that, you know, he had a front row seat to what, you know, he grew up during the Brady Patriots dynasty where players subjugated egos for the betterment of the team, not just Tom, you know, Ty Law, Teddy Bruschi. You know, Will Fork up and down. But I love hearing that. I find the Chiefs, who I once despised, to be...
They're Golden State now. They're somewhat likable.
I really do. I cannot hate Patrick Mahomes. He is the best player in football. At Patrick Mahomes' best, he's better than Tom Brady as a player.
Ooh. Wow.
At his best, absolutely.
Good admission from you. 401 text, D-Hop is not coming here. Thank God Bill will develop from within like he always had. So there you like the process. Develop from within.
Develop what?
Kayshon Boot.
When was the last time Bill Belichick developed a receiver that Edelman. Wasn't named Tom
Edelman.
Brady?
Edelman.
Without Tom Brady?
Well, yeah.
Wasn't that the whole first? How good do receivers look with Patrick Mahomes right now? Is Andy Reid all of a sudden a great wide receiver developer?
Does Bill O'Brien get credit for developing Edelman?
No.
He should.
Edelman gets credit for working hard and working. He was Brady's Bobo. Remember that? He like flew out to California just to catch passes.
We were asking for comparisons to Jimmy Butler back over to the NBA. Barkley, we got a lesser Kawhi, which we said. Rich man's Paul George.
Okay, not bad.
Let's go to New Hampshire and talk to Jonathan. Hi, Jonathan.
I'm a poor man's Ken Laird.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, how are you?
Good. So, first, love the weekend show. Awesome. Love listening to it. Second, so they obviously, the Celtics have been getting off to a slow start. And I do have confidence that they could win the series if they win game six in Miami. But do you have confidence going into the finals if they have to play the Nuggets the way that they've started the series?
No, I actually don't think the Nuggets are like loving this, every bit of it. They'll trash Miami. If Miami gets there, they'll win in five, don't you think?
I think the Nuggets win no matter who they play.
I think so, too. But, you know, Jokic, they've played Jokic all right. Fairly tough, right, in some of the regular season meetings. I don't know. That's so far down the road.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think when the Red Sox were down 3-2 headed to the Bronx that people around here were figuring out the rotation for the Cardinals.
But the Brogdon thing is bad. They have so much rest. They are just – you're going to be just – if you come back and do this, would game one be Wednesday?
It's already set, whatever it is, so we can find that, Joe, if you want to look that up.
June 1st would be the start date for the NBA
finals. So that is a week, so that's Friday.
No, Thursday.
June 8th is Thursday, right? Sorry. Our broadcast of Beachcombers the 9th.
2 days off, and then
Denver would have 9 days off.
How do the Celtics play at altitude?
I love the altitude talk.
Oh, don't get drunk at altitude. That thing is have you ever drank at altitude?
I can't say that I have.
Oh, my God.
I drank in Denver. Does that count?
Yeah, you're a mile high.
Yeah, but I don't know. Didn't feel any different downtown.
Well,
Denver.
You're a booze bag. So, no.
Fat tires. Fat tires were big out there. I had a couple fat tires.
Fat tires?
Yeah. Wasn't that like a Denver beer?
Didn't you give me a hard time for fat shaming someone earlier?
I did. I apologize.
I can't get ready for the Nuggets yet. This game tonight, I hate that it's at 8:30, but it's good. It's Saturday. I'll do my best. And Ken, you used to live this life.
I know. It's just so, you know. Even when I lived the life, I never wanted to complain about it because it's so sad. But it is true. It's hard to stay up past 9:30 when you're getting up at 3.
If you have young children, I don't know how you go to bed at 10. You have to sleep when they're sleeping or else you're doomed.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, you're rising above a lot of adversity lately.
I really give you
a lot of credit.
Thank you.
You've done a great job. And you've been on the road on these road shows. It's remarkable. You're actually social. You're talking to people. You're like, you know, our guy in Maine, our affiliates up in Portland, they were praising you guys for, you know, just your camaraderie, and you were out at Sebago Brewing and talking to a bunch of people out there.
Thursday night, Sebago Brewing, and then at 6 o'clock in the morning at this beautiful bar at the Brunswick Hotel in Old Orchard Beach, it was as packed as I've ever seen a bar in my life. It was unbelievable. It's so great. 95.9 is what we were listening to up there.
Yep.
And comes in clear as a bell.
Sacco, Portland. And our guy John up there said Greg could run for Congress in the area, for office. I think you could.
I may.
You considered?
I'm going to take on, who's it? Susan Rice. I'm going to take her Senate seat.
You can take Sununu's spot. He's going to move out of there, right?
That's a good call. Just a very quick diversion. We're not going to go down this road. Has it ever been more depressing to get ready for a presidential election than the people that we have to effing choose from? God, does it suck. Like, I think about this weekend, in all sincerity, Memorial Day weekend, people far braver than you or I gave their life for this country. And we repay them by having absolute boobs run for president.
Well, I kind of like Sununu. I'm not a Republican, but he's
never going to win with the base of the Republican Party. Like, you might as well. I mean, I hope he does. I like him. He's a very nice guy. But anyway, let's get back to Florida. There's a big hanging Chad. I think the Celtics win by double digits tonight. What do you think?
I don't have a good feeling about tonight.
Really?
I hate to say that, but I'm always wrong. So you should like revel in that.
So you think they lose?
Yeah, this is a game. This is Jimmy Butler's
night.
It'll
either be a blowout win or a close loss.
I trust Butler more than Tatum. They're at home. They now have the desperation factor. I didn't love that the Celtics had a kind of a feeling of accomplishment after game two. I understand it. It was a great game. They played remarkable. It's just going to be hard to replicate that. They'll get Vincent back tonight in some form. Brogdon is a mess. And their bench is better than yours now. It's not even a question.
Well, what does what's-his-face play? The guy that this role player that was out.
Yeah, Vincent. Yeah, yeah, I think he does. And Caleb Martin hyperextended his knee. That's another sneaky one. He did kind of finish the game and was okay. But he has been deadly. If he's fine, I don't know. You see Tatum. You see everything that we saw in Game 5 of the Garden. Can they do that again tonight in Miami?
Okay, there's one other thing outside of the Celtics and Heat matchup. The NBA wants a Game 7 after the sweep of the Lakers. I guess,
but the calls were way against them in that game. They overcame the refs in Game 4.
Okay, I hate refs.
Game 5.
But that whatever it is, whatever it means.
Did you see, by the way, they found that ref's burner account?
Oh, my God, yes. I was going to send that to the crew, Eric Miller.
Yeah.
What a crazy story.
He had a Twitter burner account. I didn't actually read through all the tweets, but it was interesting enough that he was like ripping other refs and ranking them. And
I mean this sincerely.
That's the guy that got into it with Tatum, right?
Right.
He teched him up early.
Don't, if you can't afford it or don't want it, don't pay for therapy. Just get off Twitter. Your life will be so much better. Oh my God. I don't use Twitter anymore. It is phenomenal. My life, everything, just the absolute pathetic souls that exist on that forum.
You can reach the show here the old school way. You'll need Twitter. Give us a call. 617-779-7937.
Coming up. Can you imagine being an NBA ref and you create a burner account to defend yourself? What is the psychology behind that?
And then he was saying like obvious things that nobody else would know. Like, you know, he's grading all these officials. Nobody else would do that. So if you get, what would the NBA do? Would they fire him for that?
I don't know. Maybe it was Durant.
Coming up, you had a great series of questions with Hein Bloom about Evaldi. And I got a little intel on this. Not a lot, but a little that I think you'll find interesting. I'm going to get to that in about 10 minutes here on the show. Red Sox did win last night, by the way. Good bounce back. Yankees have lost 3 in a row. Are the Red Sox interesting you at all during this Celtics run? Hanging around, hanging alive. 27-24, tied with the Jays. No, ahead of the Jays. Toronto's in last place. Could be a lot worse.
A lot worse?
Yeah.
I mean, I think... What are they? They're 51 games. They're 27-24.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, not bad. They've had a pretty rough schedule. I think Lou tweeted out recently that they had the toughest strength of schedule to start the season. But I just hate how up and down they've been. And I hate how obvious the issues are and were before the season.
Well, that leads into your question to Bloom.
Right.
So we'll get to that.
I mean, where do you think they should be right now? This is where they should be, 27-24? This is about their...
I mean, I'm happy with this, you know, to be, you know, based on the story injury, Duvall going out and their rotation being as bad as it was, it feels like they found something. Now, I was a little more giddy, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, after Kenley Jansen hit his 400th save and it looked like they were firing. And then he blew two saves.
That was a rough weekend with the Cardinals.
And then the offense fell apart. So it's been, but it's thankfully been shielded by Celtics and Bruins collapse.
I will say that the Red Sox losses have been, you know, you could see a case for the Red Sox to be 8 to 9 games over 500, given the way they lost some of those games. But what makes no sense to me, and I don't watch a ton of them, but I, you know, follow the standings, the Blue Jays are way too talented. Like,
oh,
what
is,
and they've already changed managers.
Clubhouse
so
meetings.
What is going on?
Great question.
Is that a Vlad Guerrero Jr. thing? Is it the Bichette kid?
Canada's sagging.
I mean, Canada's having a rough... No,
again, out of
no
the cup finals.
No cups for 30-plus years.
Dallas Stars coming back from 3-0 down against your boy Cassidy.
Ooh, would love to see it. No, I want to see the Vegas Golden Knights win the cup.
All right, now Danny's on the line from Quincy. God. Now, do you want to take Danny here or do you want to wait?
Let's wait a couple minutes. Or we can take him
now. I want to get to the Red Sox thing.
Okay,
up.
We'll take Danny. Just put him on.
All right, well, see...
I want to know... Yeah, here, I want to know Danny's defense
is
of
he going
the
Celtics?
No,
he
I want to hear his defense of Joe Judge.
You think he'll defend Judge?
I want to hear his. I want to hear. I'm giving you the floor before you
agree
on.
With me that the players are babies.
Okay, Ken, you don't have to give him. I'm asking. So, Danny, before you come on, good morning. Thank you to your father for, and I'm saying this completely sincerely. Thank you to your father for his service to our country, the greatest generation. We honor all those that gave their life fighting for our freedom on Memorial Day weekend. What is your take on the Joe Judge situation?
First of all, thank you, Curtis. If you sincerely mean that, you know, I was going to say.
Of course, I do. Why would I not mean that?
Sometimes I don't know when you're being, you know, the dry humor or the serious.
There's no dry humor about Memorial Day weekend. That is a legitimate thing we should all be grateful for.
Right. Thank you. So I appreciate that. I'm going to get down and try to plant a flag on my mom and dad's grave. They're over at the National Cemetery in Bourne. So, I know nothing. Curtis, I am not a Joe. I don't know anything about Joe Judge, okay? If he is hurting the Patriots' cause,
he is.
Then he should be fired.
Right. Why isn't he?
I'm sorry?
He is, so why hasn't he been?
That's a good question. That's a good question, okay? So we don't know if his position with the organization, with Belichick, is going to hinder or help the team. We don't know yet.
Well, it hurt the team last year, and it's already hurting them this year.
He's not in the position he was last year.
Right, he got promoted.
Well, that's your euphemism for it.
No, it's the definition of it.
It may be he may be getting coffee for Belichick. We don't know what his role is going to be. You know, he might be just a friggin' page boy for Bill Belichick. If that's his role, and that can help take some of the load off of Bill Belichick's minutiae.
It seems to me that he's adding to the load of Belichick's workload, both last year and this year.
I can't get somebody in trouble for something they haven't done yet, right? You know that statement because, you know, you plagiarize Felger every friggin' day.
There you go. True. When you're losing an argument, that's where you go.
100%.
No, it's not. But you did the time thing. Oh, precious time wasted. That's a Felgerism.
I've been saying that for 20 years, Danny. What is wrong with you? God in heaven, go to a therapist.
You plagiarize him every
20
day.
Years, you're
all
10.
You steal his takes, Curtis.
Danny.
I had to point that out.
Danny, I hate to break it to you.
Yeah.
I've been saying precious time since I could speak. It has nothing to do with Mike Felger.
Hit a nerve here.
No, well, Danny, if you want to, you call radio stations nonstop with the same take for 50 years without evolving whatsoever. Bill Belichick has been exposed as a moron without Brady. And then you go, what time frame are we referencing, Curtis? Is it these years?
That's another thing, Curtis. You've gone back in history 15 times this week. I wrote them all down. 2008 Celtics.
Why are you listening to me if you could just hear the exact thing on another show at a different time?
You ripped me for going back in here. I think it's apropos to go back in history to apply it to what's going on now, but you ripped me for it, and you do it every day. You're a hypocrite.
Danny, what is Bill Belichick without Tom Brady?
He's everything. You know, I had a chance to
He's
watch.
He's everything? What's that?
The 28-3 game was on. I have Pluto TV, and they replayed
Pluto
the game.
Pluto TV? Wow, that's a new thing.
28-3. And you're going to sit there and tell me that Julian Edelman, the way he ran his routes and the way he bullied his friggin' defenders, that was all Brady? You got to be kidding me.
It was a defensive-minded Belichick? What are you talking about?
All the players around Brady are like slaves to Tom Brady. If they don't serve
the Messiah players aren't
master,
slaves to Bill Belichick? What are you talking about?
They all suck. Brady sucked in the first half of that game. He sucked. He threw a pick, 85-yard touchdown return.
Danny.
He put him in the hole.
Blew the Eagles game, right?
For Atlanta, stupidity. Right. They never would have won that game, just like the Chiefs.
I believe Matt Ryan had a perfect quarterback rating. How was Bill's defense?
Oh, yeah, he was great in that game, right?
He was. What are you talking about? He was spectacular.
That game reminded me of the Giants 07. Brady couldn't get out of his own way. He was missing Edelman. Edelman was running perfect routes, and he overthrew him, underthrew him. He was getting killed in the pocket. Stop. Please, Curtis. Without Atlanta's stupidity, he doesn't come back in that game.
Right. Danny, what is Bill Belichick without Tom Brady? Once again, I will ask.
The first half of their time together, Belichick was everything. Along with the coaching staff, they were everything.
So why does he no longer have a coaching staff?
Brady is nothing. Without that, Brady is nothing. Brady went out on his own. He left the nest. I'm not taking anything away from the guy. But you want to say it was all Brady, all 20 years? That's a bunch of BS.
Yeah, you're wrong again, Danny. Wrong again.
And to your defense, texture points it out, you're on before the other guys. So if you're plagiarizing, who's plagiarizing who?
But here's my question for Danny. Why do you write everything I say down if you've already heard it?
You guys trigger each other. You have a strange relationship.
Does that make sense?
You know, he wants to prove you wrong on Saturdays. We give him the platform.
Right. And just so everybody knows, if you question Bill Belichick, that's not stolen material. That's common sense.
Your good question of Chaim Bloom I want to dissect regarding the Red Sox not getting the deal with Eovaldi done. Coming up next.
From the Rubenstein Law Studios, 1-800-BOS-LEGAL. This is WEEI, New England Sports Original.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're right back to it. Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Nice rejoin request from the text line.
Yeah, that's, I prefer Tupelo Honey.
Ah. Nice job by you.
Van Morrison.
And 727 texture. What is this precious time thing that you've stolen? I don't even know that you say that.
It's just, how many times in the Greg Hill Show do I say, the worst thing you can do to someone else that isn't against the law is take their time. It's simple. Like when Wiggy and I were having the debate.
You say that?
Well, Wiggy and I had a debate about the driving in the fast lane and getting people out of the way. I don't think we stole that from another host. It was an argument that we were having with Greg and Scheim about people driving slow in the fast lane. It's not exactly. I mean, it's just.
I absolve you from any sins there.
Danny is just. When you're wrong, it's always you're the last. You're almost always the last to know. And unfortunately, he can't accept, because if you keep going back to the beginning of the dynasty,
I guess that's such a nice Memorial Day moment there to start too.
If you keep going back to the beginning of the dynasty, why has he never replicated that anywhere else without number 12? Just a simple question.
Only had 2 years.
Well, he has had 10 years as a head coach. This is his fourth year again.
He was close in Cleveland. They pulled the franchise away.
He was close to being fired here until Mo Lewis hit Drew Bledsoe.
Nathan Eovaldi is 6-2 with the Texas Rangers. He's 33 years old. He's had a pretty good year. His last couple starts have been dynamite. Fantastic.
Right.
He would look good in a Red Sox jersey.
I believe he had a complete game, which is almost unheard of these days.
Against the Pirates, I think.
Yep.
6 hits, 1 earned. 104 pitches. Anyway, he's rolling right now.
Not to mention,
Kluber is not.
I should have mentioned this to Chaim. Eovaldi, a guy that benefits from the rule changes, because he was a very fast worker on the mound.
Yeah.
So right. You can understand why he might be having more success than others, given the pitch clock.
Unlike Kenley Jansen, who was the slowest pitcher in baseball. You signed him.
That was another brilliant move.
But anyway, here was your question to Chaim as to, you know, this is with Kluber was announced he was going to the bullpen, as he announced, Cora announced on Gresham Fourier, and then we had Bloom on in the front office report, and this is every Thursday morning at 9 on the Greg Hill Show. And good question by Curtis, what happened with Eovaldi? Why didn't you sign him?
Don't you at some point get what you pay for? And why? What was the calculus behind not giving Eovaldi the deal he got and going with Kluber?
Yeah, good question. And just, for a lot of different reasons, I don't think it's worth getting too deep into. What I would say about that, like, we love Nate, still love Nate. We always will. Definitely wanted him back. There's different decision points, timing things during the offseason where different things happen for us and for him. You know, we were in touch the whole way. Again, without getting too deep into it, obviously didn't work out, and he's in Texas. And that's that's obviously in the past. You know, we turn the page, and the big thing is obviously, you know, Corey has a pretty good track record of throwing strikes. For whatever reason, through what is it, 9 starts, he just hasn't done that consistently. Hasn't executed pitches consistently, which, you know, is obviously pretty surprising, because that has never been who he is before all of his injuries, since the injuries, and I'm sure he is going to figure it out. He is, you know, just an incredible, like. He has incredible self-awareness, has been an incredible pitcher at all different phases of his career. We're just not there right now. And, you know, this is where we're at. And it'd be really at some point we have 5 guys we had to put ahead of him. No one understands that better than Corey. He could not have handled that better.
All right. So there's Bloom talking about Eovaldi. Your thoughts on that answer first before I give my little mini scoop here?
Yeah, I would say the thing at the end is not relevant to anything, which is a way to sort of cushion the blow, the question that nobody asked how Corey Kluber handled the situation. And what Heim was describing was that Kluber was always a guy that threw strikes, but Kluber was available at the rate that he was available at because of the things you're watching right now.
Right.
So when I asked, don't you at some point get what you pay for? He said basically yes, but they expected more out of Kluber.
Right.
Which they made a mistake.
I mean,
which was a mistake. Which could cost
them a playoff spot. It's a big mistake. I mean, from Kluber to Eovaldi right now, the performance here.
But it's yet again another example of an organization with Sam Kennedy at the front and Heim Bloom as the chief baseball officer that lectures us about the importance of homegrown talent, about guys that can play in Boston, can get, you know, in this crucible, play well here, Fenway Park, da-da-da-da. Then time after time after time after time, they allow players that perform here in the World Series in big stages to walk out the door.
Corey has a pretty good track record of throwing strikes. For whatever reason, through, 9 starts, he just hasn't done that consistently.
Well, for whatever reason, he was available for 1 year at $10 million because people don't think he can do it very well.
Well, and the troubling part of it is, just a little checking on this, and this is not a high-level source, but I was told, because they qualified offered Eovaldi. They gave him a qualifying offer. He turned it down. They were working on a long-term deal. They made an offer. Their offer changed after Yoshida. So they spent a lot of money on Yoshida. I take from that their offer went down. I don't know that for sure, but they changed, whether it was terms, length of it, or what they were offering him. Eovaldi had an offer. Then that offer changed later in the process, and he went to Texas.
So they cut. I mean, if the offer went up, then he wouldn't have gone to Texas.
Right, unless it was a short, like 1 year and more money, but not as much total money. I don't know what the particulars were, but that speaks to they're on a budget. They spent some money on this guy, and then they had less money to spend on this guy. Therefore, they went cheaper with Kluber on the 1 year deal.
Yeah, that,
which is tough,
inexcusable.
I mean, I think part of it is, and Lou said this because they asked Berlone about this yesterday in Gresham Fourier, that they wanted to clear the deck for some of the young pitchers, the Bayos of the world, the Houks, the Whitlocks, who's coming back into the rotation. They want these young guys to not be blocked. But if you could swap out Eovaldi for Kluber, my God, would you do it?
Wait, but how is that even? This does not have anything to do with the spots that they currently hold.
But I think they were afraid to go 3 years, you know.
Oh,
He signed 2 years with a potential for an upside of three.
It was 2 years, $34 million.
Yeah, but which could turn into three and like 50 or something like that.
Oh, my God.
I know.
What?
I'm telling you. Their calculus changed.
Did Lou agree with this?
About what?
The calculus.
He didn't really get into that. This is not from Lou.
Lou was talking with the guys yesterday. Did they ask him if it was the right decision?
Oh, Lou admits it's a mistake. It's Bloom's biggest mistake of this offseason. And maybe his only. I think Lou said maybe it's his only mistake, but it's definitely. You could get on him for that.
Well, what's more important than your opening day starter?
Right. Well, Bayo.
But, like,
if
how
Bayo
does this
turns
happen?
Into Pedro, right. But it happens because they're worried about money. And that's part of the reason Bloom is here. There is a budget, there is a cap.
So over $7 million.
I don't know what it was.
Well, $10 million and $17 million.
Per year?
Right.
Budget is year to year. Times 3 years.
But the budget is year to year.
Okay. Yes.
Who knows what the roster is going to be next year?
Right. They figure they could get enough production out of Kluber to get to buy time to get them to the young guys. And right now it's not looking good. 617-779-7937. If you want to weigh in on that, Celtics game 6 tonight. What do we expect? It's the Kenny Curtis Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.